When the going gets tough, when we're in a place we'd rather not be in, it's easy to get the idea that somehow we're out of God's will. After all, success equals blessing, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I don't know whether you've been baptized, but my baptism was a fairly ordinary affair. Don't get me wrong, it was really special for me, but it was ordinary. On the other hand, when Jesus was baptized, we're told that as soon as he came up out of the water, Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, the sky opened and he saw God's Spirit coming down on him like a dove. A voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the one whom I love. I am very pleased with him." Unreal. If that had been me, I'd have been thinking, whoa, I am definitely on a fast track here to success in the kingdom of God. But what happens next to Jesus blows me away. Listen to how Matthew puts it in chapter 4, verse 1. "Then the Spirit led Jesus into the desert. He was taken there to be tempted by the devil." Actually, that's a bit soft. Literally, what it says in the original Greek as it was written is that the Spirit of God drove him or threw him out into the wilderness. So from this amazing baptism where God shows up to being driven by this same God into the wilderness to starve, to be alone and weak and vulnerable, to be tempted by the devil. That's a major turnaround. That's not what you would have expected, right? And yet that's precisely what God did with his Son. Something to keep in mind the next time you're going through a rough patch. God's plans aren't always comfortable, but they are perfect. That's his word, fresh for you today. God's ways, they're not always our ways. His thoughts aren't always our thoughts. And yet, his plans for us, with all their ups and downs and twists and turns, are simply amazing. That's why getting to know him better is so important. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.